Recording. Are you upset?
A little bit.
Why? Tell me how you're feeling today.
What is this, a therapy session?
You couldn't afford it.
I'm on Medicaid. You're probably right.
Ooh, I don't have my debit, weirder. Sorry about that. No Medicaid, but I do take EBT.
Oh, I don't have that. So I can't pay.
Can't afford it?
I can't pay.
Fucking typical. Okay, so I have this idea that I want to involve my sister in some of my audio fun, and that's not the sexy stuff, because I hear French people like that, not to offend the ones that are on here, but no thanks, not for me. Is it for you?
Probably not.
Not in this instance.
Not in this instance.
She doesn't have EBT.
Right, I can't afford it.
Speaking of can't afford it, you lost pretty horribly when we played Monopoly earlier.
I don't really want to talk about losing Monopoly.
You didn't want to talk about any of this.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So we've been planning this audio literally since noon?
Have we?
It has been 7 hours and 47 minutes.
You have been planning this audio since
noon. You have been crying about it.
I have been crying since about 5.
You've been crying for about 28 years.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm not 28 yet.
You were crying pre-birth. Your dad's sperm was even sad.
Oh, I believe that. That's probably true.
That's fair. Anyway, but I wanted to involve her. We have had a significant life change over the last month or so, give or take, that we're not going to go into details about. Mostly because we're depressed enough and, you know, going on and on about it's just essentially too much at this point. So anyway, long story longer, I guess. She's here, I'm here, and you're welcome. So
you're so giving.
Yeah, well, it's all I can do.
I'm very proud of you.
Finally. Mom's never said it. If we don't have each other, we have nothing.
It's true. It is
true. I think they can hear me louder than you because you keep leaning away from it because you don't want to do this.
It's not my fault. You forced me into it. You basically were like, handcuff.
You're a ward of the state if you're on Medicaid, so you have to do what we say. We pay for your insurance.
I also pay for my insurance. I'm not unemployed. I pay into it. They just give it right back.
Yeah. So it's a savings account.
That's the only one I have.
Ooh. My other one closed because they kept taking maintenance fees until it was in the negative.
I'm pretty sure that I still have one in the negative.
Is that why you switched banks?
Yep.
Same. Anyway, so you know me. You've known me for a long time. I have been friends with a lot of you since I first started doing this. I have been kind of on a hiatus lately, which has been good. It's been a good thing, I think, mostly. I don't think has ever not been on a hiatus.
I'm on a hiatus right now.
Still? Or again?
Yeah. No, I am.
You are a hiatus.
For the first time, I'm a hiatus.
You mean, okay, I'm confused. What does that mean? I don't know that you've ever had your shit together.
No.
So this can't be the first hiatus.
You're right. My whole life has been one.
How do you delete this? It's too much.
It's too late. It's already here.
It's too late. It's going live in about an hour.
Oh.
No takesies, backsies.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so you know me. You know I don't give a lot of my personal information, my real name, my secret real location. I'm not going to give her name. We'll call her Clay.
Yeah.
It's short for Clayton. It's also not her name. It's fine. She's been Clay almost as long as I've known her.
Yep.
So anyway, I thought we didn't really have anything to talk about. But we're entertaining. We entertain each other. It's mostly about how sad things are. Like who can get last place most often. Frequently we're tied. I'm gonna hands down give her the winner, though. It's the first time she's ever had it. Are you okay with that?
Oh, it's an honor. I've been waiting my whole life.
You're the biggest wiener.
I am the biggest.
wiener. Anyway, so I was like, well, what can we talk about? Instead of just being like, well, here's... Sounds like someone died upstairs. Should we check later? Do you want to stop this or check later?
We can check later.
Yeah, it's probably... No, they're moving.
Okay.
Emergency roly-poly. Anyway, so I was like, well, what if we do some questions? And I lost like 3 followers when I did that. Because they're like, oh, no sex audio?
Bye.
Gotta go. I'm out of here. Anyway, so I put out some questions. It reminded me of AMA because she was involved with that. I know that some of you maybe that are listening to this were involved in AMA. And there were quite a few people that messaged me and they're like, you just have 2 accounts. And I know that you're just thinking the people that you like. Well, that's not true. This was her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not me.
Handpicked for everything myself.
And I bugged you about it. I was like, did you pick a winner? I haven't read it. I'm like, oh,
Clay! I was so busy. Clay! I was so busy. And you're like, please. And I'm like, okie dokie.
And so I don't think you really read them all. I think you read like 1 line. And you're like, this will probably be good all the way through. I don't want to risk it because she's mad. I like this one.
It was my favorite ones of the ones.
The one that you read was your favorite one.
Yep. The only one that I read.
I'm sorry to everybody who didn't get a fair chance. She ruined it for you.
Come on.
You see how my life has been. Anyway, so I just think this would be fun. She and I need to set up a routine somehow, get our lives going. If I'm talking a lot, it's because she's whoring on Snapchat. She didn't even hear me because...
I'm texting.
Oh, sorry. She's whoring on text.
I'm messaging. It's all the same.
Whore.
I'm not a whore. I'm a whore.
Whore light.
Oh, that sounds good.
Have your water.
Oh, all right.
Oh. Buzz, buzz. It wasn't what you would think. It was my phone. Anyway, so... Anyway, here we are not doing the questions. So I want to do the questions because I think it's fun. I like AMA. I have a blast with AMA. Diesel Dog, I don't even know if you're going to listen to this, man. I don't know what. How do magnets work? I'm not good at science.
Opposites attract?
We could probably tell him anything. He probably doesn't know either.
Oh, hold on. Let me Google it.
No, don't look. Google cheats. Give me a real reason why, Clay.
I don't know. Isn't like it something to do with the positives and the negatives and the negatives?
No, I think it's like when you rub a balloon on your hair and it sticks to the wall.
That's static.
Yeah, I think magnets are similar. Do you need your inhaler?
No.
Probably.
Not yet.
This upsets me so much. No problem. This is fine.
Hello? No.
Clay?
I know.
You home?
Magnets.
Don't you think it's possible that it's static, though? Because they're awful powerful. They could hold a lot of static inside.
All I know is that the Earth is shifting.
Opposites attract. So it would be a north and a south magnet that are stuck together, right?
Sure.
How do you know which one's north and which one's south? Which one has the stronger pull?
They're labeled. When you have them in science class, one says N and one says S.
No, see, that magnet that I got on that necklace over there that's stuck to the lamp right now, since I have no jewelry box. I would like to know which of those 2 stuck on the lamp is north and which is south.
Well, clearly, the one with the sunflowers on it is north because it's got the sunflowers.
That's not a magnet! That one is hung up.
What magnet?
Oh, my fuck. This one. Look. Look. Look here.
Why would you think that I could see that behind your giant fucking mirror?
It's not giant. It's magnifying. There's a difference. Which is north?
What's the guy's name that asked this?
Diesel Dog.
Diesel Dog?
That's what he says. I don't know what his real name is.
Okay.
It could be...
I don't have your answer. I don't fucking know. When you know, you tell me, you tell her, we'll figure it out. We got this.
It's static. Next song. Check. What motivates you? Why do what you do?
My cat.
No, I think she only cared about my answer, which was sex audios, and those aren't for your cat. And if you do them for your cat, I'm going to stop this recording and you're moving out.
Oh, That question was for you.
No, it's for you.
It's for me?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, Clay, what motivates you?
My cat.
Why? She's a dick.
I know, she's such an asshole. Look how pretty she is, though.
Pretty doesn't save lives.
What motivates me, actually?
Yes.
Self-doubt.
I said what motivates you, not what cripples you with fear. It's the same.
It is the same. Sometimes I have to be crippled with fear to be motivated. It's fine.
You know what motivates me?
Fajitas.
I'm so full, I can't even motivate myself to go outside. I'm just going to die here in this chair.
Well, you and the person who died upstairs will have a, you know, it'll be a party.
God, our spirit's going to be trapped here forever.
I know.
Oh, no.
Just add it to the list.
Good day. And we're out. We got ghosts. We got corpses. We got asshole cats. We got victims. We got bullies.
We're set.
We're done. I'm full. I don't need anything right now. I had strawberry shortcake for dessert. You didn't have anything. You know what? That's probably what motivated me today. Because I got a lot of shit done today.
Because you wanted that.
Yep.
Yeah. And those strawberries were delicious.
Well, you only had one.
Yep. And it was delicious.
Still living on that memory. Okay. So why do you do what you do?
What do I do?
Not a lot. Why? Why is that?
I don't know. I don't have that answer.
You know what motivates me? I want to be better than I was.
Well, yeah, that motivates me too.
No, that's not what you said. You said cat. You can't change your answer to take mine. Yeah,
but
she makes.
But like, at least I have something to like.
Look at your pants.
I know they're covered in hair. They're covered.
That's not better. That's worse.
It's like your hair, my hair, and her hair.
My hair is not woven with your cat hair. That's yours.
I have a lot of hair.
Were you just gonna say you shaved?
I was gonna say I shed a lot.
But maybe if you shaved a lot, this wouldn't happen.
Honestly, you're probably right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Thought I heard something. Hello?
It's the spirits.
It's fine. At least someone wants to listen to us. Why do I do what I do as far as the audios? I've talked about it a lot in other audios, AMAs, things like that, but I was in a really bad place in my life. I was in a really dark, horrible place, and I needed something to pull myself out, something to distract me, I guess, for a while, and I'm talking.
Continue.
Thank you. So, I wanted to try something different, something I had never done before, and I have met some amazing people, and those people have changed my life, and I've changed their lives, and some really incredible things have happened, and I still do it here and there because it was fun, and I want to continue on with fun, and I don't know, I love the community here. I love the sense of belonging and the way that people look out for one another. I think it's fantastic. I enjoy it. So, if it's why do I do anything else? Because I fucking feel like it, I guess.
That's fair.
I don't make a lot of good choices. But I'm better. At least I'm making choices now.
That's...
I used to not.
No, yeah. Yep.
What are you going to do? I can't decide. I guess I'll just...
Nothing.
Stay in bed.
Yep.
And just be sad for all my life.
Yep.
Okay. So, this was a funny one. You didn't know about this one.
Oh, no.
How did the conversation go when you told your sister about GWA? So, I don't think I ever asked you what you thought about it when I first told you. Because I told you when I first started doing it, I think.
No, I think that at one point you were like, so what do you think?
Did I?
I must not have cared
for your answer. Or you might not have answered me. You're like, this will probably upset her if she knows. I'm just going to send her a picture of my cat.
So what is the question?
How did the... God damn it. How did the conversation go when you told your sister about GWA?
Oh, that was the question. Okay. Do you want to know how I feel about it?
Well, I don't do it really anymore. How did you feel about it?
I didn't care what you were doing as long as you were figuring it out for yourself.
So you don't give you don't give a shit about my choices is what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I don't, because I love you. But, like, if you were going to...
Well, that hurts.
If you decided that you wanted to rip off all your clothes and run through a city...
You think I would treat everybody to that?
You're right. You would never.
It's too much. It's too much for this
it's
city.
It's a privilege.
Yep.
Yep.
Makes me thirsty when I talk about privilege and people. How did you feel about it, though, when I first told you? Like, did you think, oh, what a scumbag?
No, good for you. No.
Look at me. I make sex audios.
No, it was, I didn't know anything about it. Like, before you told me what it was, yeah. I had no fucking idea. So I was really, I was probably more taken aback than anything. Because I was like, I don't know what that is.
Well, little backstory, though. She's like a porn addict. So the fact that she didn't know made me feel good because I had no idea.
I am not.
I had called a chat line and I was talking to somebody and they're like, you have a great voice. And I was like, hey, thanks a lot. And he's like, you should do audio. I was like, I talk audio. That's crazy. He's like, no, like recorded audio. I was like, do you mean you're recording this conversation? Because I don't give you permission. And he's like, no. And so he's like, look up GWA. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, just have a look. Have a look at it. Look it up. Look at it. And I did. And I was horrified at some of the shit that I saw. Horrified. Bestiality, rape, incest. No. Was that her?
I think so.
Oh, shoot. She thinks we left her.
We didn't leave her.
Anyway, so I was horrified. And then I started actually finding some things that were interesting. And I started listening to some audios. And there was quite a difference in there from when I started listening. Maybe 3 or 4 months, which in GWA time, everybody knows that's a long fucking time. It's a long time. But anyway, when I first recorded, it was all awkward and fucking stupid. So everybody started sending me messages. Here's how you could do it better. Here's what you can do. And then I got into the groove of what I liked and what I wanted to do. And I was pretty well received. So I had a decent amount of followers before I said I wanted to do this. And everybody dropped off the face of the earth. Did you know I posted pictures?
Mm-mm.
They were nudes. Not of me. They were of you.
Oh, yeah?
No, they were not nudes.
You got a lot less followers from that, huh?
Yeah, I have one follower. I think it's just me.
You're so good.
I don't
good.
Check it
You're
off
You're so good for my self-esteem. You're so good for it. I don't give you enough credit. I don't give you enough credit.
To be fair, I don't deserve it.
Are they still out there? Because I need to know for
me?
Professional reasons.
Am I still? Like,
no.
The followers would be just me.
The photos.
Yep.
How many nudes have I sent you? Well,
you didn't send me any. I stole them.
From where?
When you were sleeping.
Oh.
So I took them and stole.
But bestiality is out of the question.
Well, that was back when you were shaving.
Oh,
so that was a long time ago.
Just to be clear, I do shave.
You don't have to lie to them.
Or I don't. I guess, yeah, I guess you're right.
It's a secret. I gotta save the cat. Hold on.
What?
Say something entertaining.
I don't have anything entertaining.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I gotta feed her.
No.
She's hungry.
Tra-la-la.
Just
passing time. I'm in a store and I'm singing. What?
Your fingerprint doesn't work on my keypad. Oh my god! She ruins everything. Okay. That went off tangent. That's how the conversation went. It just happened right now, so. Favorite moments or things about each other? You go first, because I'm going to have to think for a while.
Oh.
What do I even like about you?
Why couldn't you have given me these questions pre-recording?
Because that wouldn't have been legit.
Favorite? What?
A memory or one thing about me.
Favorite memory or one thing
about you? I just cooked you dinner and a snack and dessert. And I did your laundry and you can't
think
of...
You know what?
No.
One thing that I can always count on with you is that you're always fucking there. Always.
That's because I don't have a life of my own.
That's not it. Any problem, any happy moment, any in need of a solution, any bullshit, any... you're there.
And if you don't have any bullshit, I'm here and you're about to have some.
And you won't judge me until after it's over.
I still don't think
you don't
that.
Judge me, but you'll give me your
but
opinion.
But I will tell you what I would think if I did judge you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I were anybody else, you know how I feel about this whole thing? I'm going to tell you what. I think my favorite thing about you is we're not afraid to be stupid.
Yeah.
We have fun no matter what.
Yeah.
Even when shit's bad.
Yep.
So... It's always bad.
It is always bad.
I don't know why it's so bad. But it's always fucking bad.
Yeah, but it's always been if it's bad, it's bad together.
Yes.
And even if we're not talking, we still know when things are bad.
Yeah.
So.
We've got like twin connection. Maybe a little backstory. We're not actually related.
Nope. By blood. Or by marriage.
Or by any other fluids.
Nope. Not today.
Okay. So, we met at work. Years ago. A long time ago. She doesn't even work where I work anymore. Good riddance, she said. She quit there twice?
Yep.
I'm 12 years in. She's like, four is my limit. Gotta go. I'll come back for two.
I hated it.
Then I gotta go again.
I hated it.
But it brought me into your life, so thanks, Obama.
That's what I always tell people. Why'd you work there, they say, and I say, well, I hated it, but I have cat.
You have cat?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So your cat made it all worthwhile. Boy, you just can't stop talking about her.
I love her.
Apparently so.
I do.
Okay, what is the hardest thing about living together? Cat fights.
Cat
fights. Not us. The cats, yeah. Actually fighting.
No, it's one cat fighting, and it's my cat fighting. One of our cats is very calm and collective and just wants a little bit of, you know, attention.
And food.
And food.
And wants to be able to use her litter box, but this other one... just fucking puts a pounding on her every time she even looks in this direction.
She hates cats.
She is a cat.
She wants to be the only cat, though.
She's like that Dave Chappelle skit where the black guy hated black people because he didn't know he was black. That's her. That's her.
Yeah. That's really the hardest part, though. Because she, like, when she's mad, she, like, will scratch me. Because she's just mad. And I'm sick of getting scratches.
Cat scratch fever.
Yeah. It's always been a fear. What else could possibly go wrong? Oh, cat scratch fever.
One more. Oh, your left arm hurts? How about this one? Right hand. Cat scratch fever.
That's right.
I think that's the problem. I think the other thing is, too, because where we live is very open.
Mm-hmm.
Very open, so we have very little privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we work for the most part very similar shifts as far as when we're both gone.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm always here when you're here.
It's during the day. It's not like I work at night and you work.
Right, but that's what I mean, though. It's like come 8 o'clock or whatever until 6 the next morning, we're together.
Yeah.
That's it. Except this weekend, I'll be out.
I'm going to have a party down here. Me and the cats that are fighting.
And you're just going to be, like, raving it out between them?
I am, yeah. Yep. Yep. That's very true.
That's too bad. So I thought you don't want to go to Sam's with me on Saturday?
Oh, no, I'm going.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to buy tampons in bulk.
And coffee.
We sound really fucking pathetic. I don't even want to listen to
I'm
this.
I'm old. I don't know what you want from me. I am an old person.
This is literally what we do in the evenings. We have a salad. Mm-hmm. It always starts with, I'll have a little one. And then it gets transferred to a giant bowl because we get carried away. And we watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah. Yep.
And they go to bed around now.
Yep. It's bedtime. It's bedtime for sure.
It's bedtime. Sometimes my niece comes over. I know that some of you know I have a new baby niece. And that has been keeping me very busy lately. Very busy. Clay, did you know that I am moving down south?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
Mm-hmm.
I'm chasing a boy.
Are you?
That I met on Reddit.
Are you?
Yes.
I had no idea.
It's none of your business, that's why.
Oh.
Whoops.
Yes. Yes, I know you're moving down south.
I'm about to wreck his life.
You literally invited me to move down south.
Maybe he's going to listen. He didn't know that.
Whoops. I mean,
when I say I'm going to wreck his life, we going to wreck his life.
I probably won't be joining you, but I might.
But you don't know.
Right. I got time.
It's a long time away.
I got time.
It's also a short time away.
Yeah, but one day at a time.
I don't know. Every day it feels like 12 days, and yet at the same time, every time I go to bed, I'm like, it's like 2 weeks has gone by.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, mm-hmm. But that's a true story. I'm moving down south sometime this year. I don't know when. I am chasing a boy.
Yep.
That I did meet on Reddit.
Yep.
That I did meet through GWA. And I'm excited.
Good. You should be. It's about fucking time.
I haven't spent a lot of time down there. About 3 weeks.
Yep.
Total.
Yep.
What else? How long has this been going? 27 minutes. Does it feel like it's been that long, realistically? Yep. Does it?
Yeah, but I mean...
It feels like 10 minutes to me.
Time passes quickly when you and I are just bullshitting.
Well, that's how we live our lives, just bullshitting. Okay, so two more questions. Where will you be in 6 months?
Probably exactly where I am now.
On the couch with a cat.
Getting
ready for bed at 8:15.
Yeah, I don't see much changing in 6 months.
Okay, for me, honestly, realistically, 6 months isn't that far away. It'll probably be right here.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yep.
Last one, what is your favorite book or story? Don't say The Human Centipede.
Ew. God, you know I hate that.
Yeah, but they didn't. Now they do.
Oh, I hate that. Book or story.
I'll go first, because you're slow pants.
Go ahead.
You like The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, I've read the book, but I've never watched the movie. I refuse to watch the movie.
Well, let me read the question again. What is your favorite book or story?
But it wasn't my favorite book.
But it wasn't about a movie, so I don't even know why you'd bring it up. Let me check the question again. Favorite book or story? Yeah, still invalid. Fucking invalid. Mine is East of Eden.
Yeah.
I read it. It's the only book that I don't have packed. The only one.
I know. I love it today.
Don't touch it, though. It's not for you.
I did touch it.
Why?
Because I used it for my class.
You took pictures of it?
Well, it was next to a
to
glow.
To post online?
No.
Ermergerd.
To send it to my... Whatever. Okay.
You're telling me you took pictures of my book without my permission or know-how while I was slaving over your dinner.
I had purpose.
You don't have fucking purpose.
I had purpose.
What's your favorite book or story? Not fucking movie.
Mm.
Don't say The Fault in Our Stars. It's canceled.
God, it's been a really long time since I've thought about favorite book.
Well, think about it now, Clay. Maybe it's Thor.
No.
Book, not a graphic novel. Oh my God.
Oh, I have the answer. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's the one series. I was thinking of. I couldn't think.
They're the best freaking books ever. Ever.
You should have took a picture of my teapot.
I didn't even know it was up there.
Look, there it is.
I see it now.
Will you take pictures of it now?
No.
Maybe I'd like to hang them on my wall.
No, I'm going to need you next to pose for me, though, because I have to do portraits
with the teapot. Can I pour tea?
Yeah.
I need a teacup. Because I just have a pot. Okay. 30 minutes and 40 seconds. You think that's good?
I mean, it is bedtime.
It is, but I have two things I have to do before I go to bed. It's nobody's business what those are.
That's fair.
Don't ask.
Do I get to know?
No.
Oh.
Close your eyes. Okay, one of them's done. I'll tell you about the next in the morning.
Oh, no.
You're too young tonight.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think we should do a secret word to see if anybody actually listens at the very end. What should it be? What about zookeeper?
Zookeeper!
I want them to type it with the accent. No one will be able to do it. I'll be like, no one fucking listened. No one's coming to my enclosure for absinthe.
Oh. Have you ever had absinthe?
No, because I'm not in 1800 Paris.
Fair enough. That's all I have. That's all the questions I got.
Okay, that sums up this episode. Episode of episodes. Jesus. All right. Okay. Secret word, zookeeper. I don't know if anybody had fun. I had fun. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was okay.
I bet I know two people in the world that'll listen to it.
Me and you.
This is, we wouldn't listen to this shit.
Oh, hell no. I've got sleep to get. Like, I don't have time for this.
Time to not listen. Yep. Again. I have an hour drive to work in the morning. Not enough time to listen to that 30-minute bullshit.
Nope. Got two music to listen to.
I know, too. The two people we talked to about it last night.
Yes.
Yep. They'll listen.
Yep.
And probably not to all of it. They'll skip around, so they'll be able to pinpoint certain things we said.
Yep.
You remember that thing you said about the teapots? Oh, was that after I said this? Oh. Yeah. It wasn't!
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway. Okay. I had fun.
Yeah.
I always have fun.
It's fun.
Okay. Well, we are going to bed. It is 8:20 p.m. It's actually quite late for us.
Yep.
I still have to upload this, so it's another 10 minutes of my day. And I hope everybody is happy, healthy, and safe. I hope that you are getting where you need to be. I hope that tomorrow is better than today. And I hope that you are headed in the direction that you want. Anything from Clay?
Have a good week. We're halfway through.
She's like a fucking teacher. It's the worst. I'm not going to let her say anything else.
Bye.
Oh, shit. There she goes. Good night.